Ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, welcome to the most extravagant extravaganza.
Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
And here we go.
Dr. Evil, we have a problem.
This is going to be cool.
I mean, after all, you nerds.
They look like a couple of dorks.
Perfect. We couldn't have planned this better.
As of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
What's happening, hot stuff?
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
What? English, do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And welcome, everybody, to the Weekend Sports Report. I am Packer Dave, along with Steve Leventhal. Steve, how are you today?
Oh, no worse than usual.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking about the Chicago Bears in this segment. And in the next few weeks, we're going to preview some of the teams in the NFC North. Packers, Vikings, Lions, and the Bears. But, you know, Steve, I was at a party over the weekend, and there's a person there that was a Buffalo Bills fan, and she was pretty excited about Rex Ryan becoming the coach. And I said, you know, he did had some good years with the Jets, and that's pretty good. But yes. Do you remember that whole whole foot fetish thing? Do you remember that, Steve? The Rex Ryan from a few years ago?
You and Rex Ryan?
No. His wife posted some videos on YouTube about
really?
It. And I said I'd check into that for her. Well, at the time, which was late in 2010, he neither confirmed or denied that they had this thing going. But there were some videos posted on the internet. And he said at the time, to be honest, I get it. I know you need to talk and ask about all that stuff. But it's a personal matter, and I'm really not going to discuss it. And he said it was between him and his wife. He would not elaborate. And he said it was a personal matter. And then his brother, Rob Ryan, they eventually asked him about it. And he said, you know, well, maybe he's got a thing going there, and we all have our own things, and I'm not worried about it. So nobody really denied that it happened. His wife posted some foot videos, and that's about all we know about it. I told this person, Carol, I would look into it, though. I did. And that's about it. So they have a foot thing.
So you're doing a full-scale investigation of foot fetishes?
Now, that's about all you heard right there is about all I've got to say about it.
Dave.
I think the Bills are primed, though. You know, they got LeSean McCoy. Sammy Watkins in his, going into his second year had a good rookie season. A really good defense. So the Bills might make some noise in what's kind of a tough division, though. So
yeah, well, in this day and age, Dave, foot fetishes with what you see on TV and you read the newspapers, it's like, you know, come on, that's so tame by comparison. There's some viral video going around of a couple doing the nasty at some store in China, a little clothing store. So it's like, what's the big deal about a couple of footy things?
Well, you know, when you bring that up, this will be real quick. A friend of mine and his wife were going to be joining this church. There was another couple here joining the church too, but the church says you have to go without sex for like 3 months, and they were like, oh, okay. So the couples come back in 3 months. How'd it go? The one couple was like, yeah, we did it. It was tough, but whatever. And the other couple, the guy said, well, you know, I have to be honest with you, Pastor.
Is there a punchline coming here?
Talking about a paint project, and my wife bent over to get into the paint, and he said, seeing her like that, I just had to go at it. And the pastor said, well, I guess now you can't be in the church. And he said, well, we can't be in the Home Depot either. So there you go. There you go. All right. The Bears. All right. They go into the year 2015 with a new coach, John Fox. Steve, you cover the Bears on a weekly basis in the Chicago area. I think it was a good hire, and they got the offensive coordinator from Denver, Adam Gase, to take the job as offensive coordinator for the Bears. So a couple of experienced guys coming in here, guys that have gone a long way in the NFL. Both Super Bowl participants, not winners, but participants in the past few years. So you got Jay Cutler coming back at quarterback. A lot of people were wondering if he was going to stay or if he was going to go, but big money, $10 million guaranteed in 2016.
No, you can't trade him. It's not a financially feasible transaction for anybody other than the recipient.
Right? Nobody really is going to pay that kind of price. So the Bears could get out of this at the end of this year, but right now they're kind of stuck. And Cutler's on the hot seat. If he has a good year, the Bears may keep him. If not, he becomes an unrestricted free agent, the way it will probably look. Then the Bears also moved Brandon Marshall to the Jets, and Kevin White was their first-round draft pick this year at receivers. So you've got him and Alshon Jeffery.
Right. Well, I think the thinking is that Alshon Jeffery is ready to be the go-to guy.
Okay. So offensively, they could be good. Matt Forte is still a really good running back, piles up a lot of yards in a lot of ways, receiving and running each year.
And hopefully they'll figure out a good way to use Martellus Bennett in the offense.
Right, and he's had his moments too, the tight end, Bennett, but they're real.
Did he go to Home Depot?
The real problem. Did you get that joke, Steve? Or did
I did, no, I got it. There was no laughter grenade there, I got it.
The defense has been their problem. And what recently do you think has been contributing to this? Injuries in the secondary, I think, would be
age.
The first thing to stand up. Yep, age. You know, they lost key guys like Urlacher and now Charles Tillman.
Briggs.
Lance Briggs at linebacker, not there. So you've got a lot of changes on defense also. So for the Bears, here's my prediction for the year. I'm thinking about 7-9. How about you?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Well, because Green Bay is going to be good. Detroit's going to be good or better. Minnesota, they may be the same thing as the Bears. But, you know, think about it. The Bears had a defense all those years, no offense. The offense finally coming around, finally there's some stability. You know, Kyle Long is starting to do pretty well. And then, of course, the defense starts to fall apart. So you can't have it both ways. You need a good offense and you need a really good defense.
Okay, and you know, you covered Mark Trestman last year. You know, seemed like a nice enough guy, but maybe do you think he had a shot as a head coach and now that's over?
Well, he may not have sort of won the team over, and he might have been a little too cerebral for this crew here. But, you know, if you think about it, look what they've been dealing with. And even though Lovie Smith had a Super Bowl appearance, it didn't really work out too well for him. So, but, you know, maybe they finally got what they're looking for, which is a really experienced coach, not trying to pluck somebody out of the CFL or the offensive coordinator ranks. And they may finally have what they need. We'll see.
Okay.
But they still have to get past Green Bay.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking about it all year. The first game, regular season game of the year, Packers and the Bears. And then they play, I believe... It is on, let me take a real
November,
quick,
isn't it?
November 26th, Thursday night. I think that's Thanksgiving night.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
And I think that's when Brett Favre goes into the Ring of Honor in Green Bay. So we've got a lot to talk about
here
on the program.
There is another, yep. There's some in Bulls news. They signed Jimmy Butler to a long-term extension. So he's going to be back in the fold. And now if they can actually keep a healthy... You know, the biggest problem the Bulls had were injuries with Taj Gibson out at one point, Joakim Noah at one point, of course, with Derrick Rose out. If they can maintain a healthy team, they got a new coach, so they're going to hopefully won't run him into the ground. They're certainly looking as one of the favorites for certainly in the Eastern Conference this season.
Maybe in the Eastern Conference, but, you know, same story with the Bulls. They might win a series or two, but they're not going to make it all the way. That's the way I look at the team as it is right now. All right,
and
Steve.
And what Packer Dave says goes.
Not necessarily. Jeff Rich coming up next. We're going to be talking Major League Baseball. After this, you're listening to the Weekend Sports Report. He's Steve. I'm Dave. Stay with us.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
The Year in Sports, a presentation of CRLRadio.com. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us now in 1984 on The Year in Sports. 72,920 fans showed up at Tampa Stadium on January 22nd to watch the LA Raiders beat the Washington Redskins 38-9. The Raiders' 38 points and their 29-point margin of victory were Super Bowl records until Super Bowl 20. In basketball, the NBA championship went to the Boston Celtics as they defeated the LA Lakers, winning Game 7 of the finals 111-102. Larry Bird averaged 27 points and 14 rebounds per game during the series, making him the series MVP. Vin Scully and Joe Garagiola called the 1984 World Series, which saw the Detroit Tigers beat out the San Diego Padres 4-1. In hockey, the four-time defending Stanley Cup champs, the New York Islanders, lost their throne to the Edmonton Oilers 4-1 in the finals. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us on The Year in Sports, a presentation of CRLRadio.com.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket, paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll. The Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects. The safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products.
Hi, Packer Dave. This is Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers. I know you know a lot about the Packers, but let me hang on to the job for a few more years before you take over, okay?
First and 10 from the Green Bay 18-yard line. Aaron Rodgers takes the snap from center, rolls left, looking downfield, sees Randall Cobb in the end zone. Strike, touchdown, Packers!
So I would have said fumble.
See, I can do it. I can do that job.
Hey, Dave, give us your onside kick.
All right. And that was just the
give us a Brett Favre sack.
That was the voice of Jeff Rich you just heard there. Onside kick. And Seattle kicks off. It's an obvious onside kick. Brandon Bostic botches the catch. Jordy Nelson was there to get and the Seahawks recover. Oh, my God. Can this be a Seahawks miracle? All right.
Yes.
So how's that?
How about okay. Yes, and it counts.
I didn't think he'd do it.
That was a tough play. Hey, by the way, special teams coach for the Packers from last year, gone. Scott Slocum, Bostic, gone.
You're fired.
And McCarthy is going to be giving Tom Clements the play-calling responsibilities. So they made a few changes there in Green Bay. And Tremont Williams, who gave up the game-winning touchdown reception. I know. He's playing for Cleveland. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, you figure that the secondary for the Cleveland Browns has to create coverage sacks to give them any hope of finishing better than 3-13 in the 2015 season.
And that's where Tremont Williams is in Cleveland. Were you happy to get him?
I was happy to get somebody.
Okay, well, Jeff, you can hear him on the Sports Byline USA Network on Sunday mornings from 11 to 1 Eastern Time, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time at sportsbyline.com. That's sportsbyline.com. And listen to him on Sundays. But right now we've got him with us. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball here after all this football fun we just had. Football season right around the corner. I can smell it. But you're a Cleveland guy, Cleveland native, Jeff, and the Indians, they're hanging just a little under 500 right now, right after the All-Star break. And Kansas City's come on strong before the All-Star break, 8-2 in their last 10 games before the All-Star break. So how do you think things play out in the Central in the American League?
Well, it's been suggested that Kansas City is the only decent team in the American League, that you know you have kind of a NBA Western Conference over Eastern Conference going on with the National League over the American League. I'm not so sure I agree with that. I think that we're a little tough on the AL East just because they've been the AL beast for so long, and a lot of disappointment in the West. I think when Houston was leading that division, it was more symptomatic of four teams not playing really good baseball and Houston staying above the cuff. But as far as Cleveland's concerned, good pitching, but you know, unless they find some bats at the AAA level or find a way to make a trade, and they don't have a lot in their minor league system, frankly, to give up. All their good, you know, most of their good pitching is at the major league level, especially with their starting rotation. So 42 and 46 is what they are at the break. You know, they're going to stay in the state of Ohio. Jason Kipnis didn't have to leave the city of Cincinnati after the All-Star game, and they're going to try to pick up the pieces. Cincinnati's kind of in the same boat as Cleveland is, just a little bit buried in their own division. You know, you figure they're going to be sellers at the break, but a lot of baseball to be played between Friday and July 31st.
All right, the White Sox and the Indians right there at the bottom of the AL Central. All-Star game, one of the lowest-rated games, what I heard, Jeff and Steve. I'll go to Steve. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I thought the game was pretty exciting for the most part. It was good pitching.
Yeah, but for All-Star games, it was low-rated. I'm just wondering why you think it was low-rated.
I don't know. Maybe there was a good episode of Desperate Housewives or something.
No, nothing going up against it. I think that people tend to take this week off. This is when people go on vacation and everything. And you know, that's always been the case with the All-Star, with the All-Star break and the All-Star game. But maybe it was the abundance of Kansas City Royals. Maybe it was the large amount of small market players. I don't think that we had a Red Sox or a Yankee in the starting lineup for the American League. And that's, you know, that's what drives baseball ratings, is what happens in the Northeast and the uber popularity of ESPN's darlings in the Bronx and in Boston.
Well, on the other hand, I did not, unfortunately, watch the All-Star, the home run contest, but I heard it was pretty exciting.
I heard that too. You know, they put it on a clock rather than just waiting for 10 outs. And I'll tell you what, I went to the Home Run Derby here in Phoenix in 2011, and as a spectator, I have to say that that's an event made for TV, and going and seeing it in person, unless you're sitting in one of the, you know, in the catching zone in the outfield, it's just not that great of an experience. I think that, yeah, you know, I've never been to a slam dunk contest, but I imagine that's a better exhibition.
All right, Jeff Rich is with us, and we're talking Major League Baseball here on the Weekend Sports Report. I'm Packer Dave, along with Steve Leventhal. And now let's go to the NL Central, where the Brewers and the Cubs play. And Cardinals still the class of the division over there. What do you look for coming down the stretch in the NL Central?
I look for Pittsburgh to make it really exciting, quite frankly. You know, the Cubs are in a position where I think that they're just playing with house money. You know, the 7 games, you know, over 500 at the break. I think they're exactly what they, yeah, that's exactly what they are. They'd be a second place team in any other year, but I think that Pittsburgh and St. Louis are going to finish right, you know, around 100 games if they don't both win 100 games this season.
Yeah, all right, and Jeff, if the Cubs make it to the wild card, they're going to play probably either Pittsburgh or St. Louis, and you know that's going to be, you know, whatever, one and done, two and done.
Well, you know, Pittsburgh loves hosting that wild card game, and I would expect that if they host it, they win it. You know, if the Cubs could somehow make a run and get a wild card game at Wrigley, or, you know, perhaps just jump into that best of five, but, you know, that would take a real collapse from St. Louis. I don't know how many injuries it would take for St. Louis to fall, you know, to fall from grace, given where they are, you know, 9 games ahead of, or 8 games ahead of the Cubs at the break.
And no matter what, St. Louis always seems to have the missing piece. If something breaks, then they seem somehow they've got another one stashed away somewhere.
No, and you know, and there's just a, you know, after the break, St. Louis just has a different gear. You know, they could even start slow. If they were in Cincinnati's position, you know, 8 games under, and, you know, after, what is it, about 86 games, I think that St. Louis would still be a team that teams would feel they're chasing, even if they were on top of them in the standings.
All right, Jeff. Lastly, the Pirates, who you're talking about, at Milwaukee over the weekend. So a good series there for Pittsburgh, but Milwaukee's done all right recently, winning 6 out of their last 10 games. And the Brewers, are they just kind of too little too late right now?
Oh, to make the playoffs? Yeah. I think that they need to play. I think they need to be competitive. I think that, you know, chasing Cincinnati for fourth place, and you know, if they make a real run chasing the Cubs, but You know, baseball is not like football where you just pack it. You know, you are sellers, but you can't just pack it in. Getting the first overall pick, as we learned, as we're learning with Arizona and Dansby Swanson, it guarantees you nothing. It doesn't even guarantee you're going to get a player in the upcoming draft. So you got to, you got to play to the finish and, you know, keep Brewers fans coming back. It's a great atmosphere from what I understand. It's a great listen on the radio and, what has it been since 1982 that we saw the Brewers playing for a championship?
Yeah, long time. Never won one. And, Steve, you go up there a couple times a year. We've been up there a few times.
Yeah,
it's a great place to watch a game.
I love going to that stadium. Their media people are nice. The setup is great. You can get a great vantage point. And, yeah, it's easy to get to. Nice parking. And I got nothing bad to say about them. And
other than Cubs fans.
Product on the field.
A lot of Cubs fans go there for Cubs-Brewers games, too, because a lot of them live north side of town. It's a lot easier to get to Miller Park in a lot of cases for some of those fans. All right, Jeff. Again, Sports Byline Network, sportsbyline.com, 11 to 1 Eastern Time Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon. Jeff, we'll hear you then. We appreciate you coming on this show, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
I look forward to the next time. Thanks, guys.
I bet he does. A highlight of your week, isn't it?
All right, Jeff, Rich, and Steve, now you have a few items to bring up here.
Oh, you want me to bring those up now? Yeah, I was just wondering
you told me to do that. I don't know what you're going to be talking about, but go ahead.
I was just wondering, the Packer Day band, how that thing's going. You know, a lot of bands go out in the summer and they play some of these festivals. So I just wonder if you're going to be doing anything like the Wisconsin State Fair coming up in August or the Hamburger Fest and Balloon Rally August 7th and 8th in Seymour. Well,
in Seymour, where is Seymour? Grandparents used to have a farm in Seymour. Friends, the Niagara Trophy Husbands, my band, plays in Niagara Falls, Ontario in the summertime. When we get to the fall, I'm totally committed to football, especially, later in the year.
What about the, what is this? Cranes of the World Festival in Baraboo? Where's Baraboo?
Baraboo is by Wisconsin Dells. Come on, Steve. All right. We're not playing any of those festivals. This band does not play in Wisconsin. But if you want to check us out, you're ever in Niagara Falls on the Ontario side, Trophy Husbands Band.
The Packer Day Band.
TrophyHusbandsBand.com. And if you want to check out this show, it's real easy to remember and easy to get to because I figured out a new way. Steve buries it on his website. But if you go to PackerDaveShow.com, that's PackerDaveShow.com, there's a quick link. You're right there. No problem. Just remember that. The Weekend Sports Report, great name, but PackerDaveShow.com. That's how you get this show. Real easy, real simple. Back on the Weekend Sports Report, I'm Packer Dave. He's Steve Leventhal. See you on the other side.
Most roof leaks can easily be traced to the source, but sometimes those leaks go into stealth mode. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Just ahead, mysterious leaks at brick chimneys and a surefire solution right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Toughest Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. Chimney leaks are actually very common, and in most cases, touching up the ceiling around the flashing is all that's really needed. But if the leak persists, no matter what, it can simply be water migrating in through the masonry surface. Both the bricks and mortar are very porous. In addition to causing water leaks inside, as the mortar absorbs the water, it expands. That is why you often see cracking all along the mortar lines. A good quality masonry sealer is the solution. It can be applied to the surface using a garden pump-up sprayer. The sealer keeps water from soaking into the pores, which effectively completely stops the leak. It also protects the surface against dirt and stains and even helps prevent that chalky white residue you see a lot of times on brick surfaces. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXcluder.com. That's buyXcluder.com. buyXcluder.com.
The rewarding part is that we don't have to try and reach the broadest possible audience so that we can charge higher rates for advertising. We're not interested in who's hot and who's not. We're only interested in providing creative, intelligent, and even occasionally entertaining programs of quality.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
And now we bring in from Cubs pre- and post-game on WBBM in Chicago, Mark Grody. Mark, how are you today?
Dave, Steve, I am doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Got some tasty waves there?
Oh, yeah. I knew that, dude.
All right, and Mark's in Atlanta, Cubs and the Braves. And what do you expect in this series, Mark?
Wow, you know, you never really know what to expect from teams right out of the All-Star break. I hope that the Cubs' offense has improved. I mean, that's the area that really needs to kick it up like 8 or 9 notches at this point. So I'm expecting that they will snap out of that at some point in time. I'm looking for another strong start out of Kyle Hendricks, who goes in the opener tomorrow. So he's had 3 straight really fantastic starts after what has been a pretty uneven season for him. But it looks like to me that he's kind of figured out and gotten back into his form from last year, where he was like 7-2 with a 3-something ERA, actually under 3. I think his ERA was in a small sample size, albeit. But I think tomorrow's a really important start for him to see if he really has figured something out, you know, just to see if he has the same control, the same changeup that he had his last time out. But, yeah, now it begins because you got a lot of young players, obviously, on this Cubs team. And, you know, I'm a rookie in this position as well, and traveling all over the country and seeing what it's like, it's an absolute grind. I mean, it'd be easy just to turn this whole thing off and kind of take days off, so to speak, mentally. But now they go full force for, you know, a little bit less than half of a season's worth, and the Cubs right now are in playoff position. So, you know, let's see if they can keep up the same sort of stamina and not have the proverbial letdown.
Well, if I told you at the beginning of the season they were going to be 47-40 at the break in third place in a competitive division, is that where you would have expected it, or would you have expected a little more given what they were bringing in at the beginning of the season?
I would not have expected more, honestly. I think this is about where I would have had the Cubs, because, I mean, I said at the beginning of this year, I said that the Cubs are going to be relevant this year and they are going to be worth your while watching. I said, it's okay, it's safe to go back in the water. I said, but beware of the Cardinals, beware of the Pirates. Those two teams are better than the Cubs, and that's the way it's playing out. I believe that the Cardinals and Pirates are better than the Cubs. Now, with the wild card, you don't have to worry so much about one of those two teams that wins the division, but you may find yourself in a one-game playoff against the Cardinals or against the Pirates, too. So I think that 7 games over 500, you know, Joe Madden said something that was perfect after their final game against the White Sox, a win before the All-Star break. He said, you know, 7 games over 500, you'll take it. It's not great. This team still needs some work. It's not a finished product, but 7 games over 500, considering what they have done the previous 5 years, you'll take it. And that's sort of where I am with the Cubs. I think there's I think they're somewhere between 500 and maybe 8 or 9 games over 500 by the time it's all said and done. I think that they are what they are, seven to 10 games over 500 type of teams, if not below that.
All right, Mark Grody with us from WBBM pre and post game. They cover the Cubs baseball in Chicago. Mark, you're already tired at the halfway point covering the Cubs, doing the pre and post game. Is this exhausting for you right now? Are you going to be able to handle this as you move forward in your career? Is this tough right now for you?
Maybe I used the wrong word. How about if I just describe it like this? Like, having a break was really, really, really nice because this job is fantastic. I love this job, but it's absolutely relentless. I think Len Casper described it wonderfully. Len is the TV play-by-play man, in case you don't know, but you probably do know.
I do.
And Len described it as when you're on a treadmill and you're going all out, you got that thing jacked up to about a 10, and then you break it, you step off of that thing for just a couple of minutes, and then you get right back on it. So that's sort of what this break has felt like. You know, baseball is every day. It's prepping for a game, and you know, you guys know, but I don't know if a lot of people understand that when you're covering a game, you know, it's not just show up a half an hour before. It's get up early in the morning. It's prepare. When you go to a baseball game, you get there 4 hours before. I'm obviously there an hour after doing the post game. So while it's great and I'm lucky to have this job and I love being able to do it, it's hard and it can be tiring.
There's no preparation for the show. Steve is never prepared when he's gone to a game. None of our guys have ever prepared for anything. They go, they hang around, they bring a microphone with them. At the end, they stick it in front of some guy's face who's in the locker room. That's it, Mark, for us.
That is the life. That is the dream. You know what? I want to come work with you guys.
No, you do.
I am in.
The pay sucks
like
around here.
I was going to say, do you like getting paid? You know, that's the other part.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of into that in my own special little way. I do like the brat.
Yeah, well, okay. If you like getting paid, this is definitely not the place to be.
Well, that's CBS Radio in
Chicago. Is that what you guys call yourself?
What's that now?
Internship radio? You don't get paid?
Well, Steve gets paid everything, you know. He's kind of, remember like when Kathy Lee Gifford used to make all the money and all the Chinese kids making the shoes and all the product weren't making anything and she was pitching them?
Right.
It's kind of like that. Steve makes all the money.
And then
Steve makes all the money. Now, does he get paid to keep you sober too? Because it seems like that's like a big part of this whole thing going on.
Right. Well,
it's
Dave,
not working right now.
Yeah. Well, Dave gets paid in beer. So if I can find Costco, great place, you know, get a lot of beer for cheap. So you keep Dave busy.
So you're like his sponsor and his enabler all at the same time. Like you got to get him sober, but then you pay him in beer.
Exactly.
I'm still trying to figure that out, but it sounds all right to me. Okay.
That's a pretty good system. It keeps you out of jail, I guess, right?
All right. So after Atlanta, then what happens?
After Atlanta, then we go to Cincinnati before coming home. I think we play Philadelphia when we come home. So, yeah, this is a 6-game road trip to Cincinnati. I think it's a 4-game series because we got a doubleheader because of the makeup game earlier this year. So, yeah, on to the division games, which are highly important, obviously.
Now, had you ever been around the country, visited some of these stadiums that you may or may not be seeing for the first time?
You know what? I've seen, I think, yeah, I've probably been to, before I started this year, I've probably been to, I'd say probably about 10 or 11 different stadiums, including Wrigley and U.S. Cellular, which I guess doesn't really count since I grew up here. In Chicago, that is. This is kind of my – there's a lot of different stadiums I've seen for the first time, which is one very cool part of the job, for sure.
Which stadium have you liked the most so far?
You know what my answer to that is, actually, is the stadium in Miami, because, albeit it's a little bit cheesy, it does have a roof that they use on a daily basis, but it has its own flavor. And honestly, a lot of these stadiums that I've been to, a lot of the ballparks, they're all wonderful facilities. They are user-friendly. They are fan-friendly. They are media-friendly. But they're all very, very similar. Like all the parks that have been built in the last 10 years or so, very similar. There's very little that distinguishes one stadium from another. So I've come to appreciate stadiums like Miami, which has its own sort of flavor, sort of its obnoxious Miami-ness to it with the colors and the weird home run art that they have out in center field. So I really like that. I do like Pittsburgh, too, because PNC, I guess, is an exception of those two ballparks that I just referred to. And then I like Petco Park in San Diego as well. And I think the reason I like Petco Park in San Diego is because, well, San Diego.
Oh, Dave likes San Diego, don't you?
Uh-huh. Used to live there some. You mentioned, Mark, that you mentioned Len Casper. He used to work with Bob Uecker also. You see Bob on the road sometimes?
Yeah, actually, it was really cool to be able to meet Bob on the road. He came to Chicago as well. So, Len Casper, obviously, as you mentioned, Dave worked in Milwaukee. So did Pat Hughes, who does the play-by-play.
Sure.
Very close friends with Bob Uecker and, worked in Milwaukee as well. So I've been fortunate enough to meet him and, get on his good side because people that know me and I think respect me introduced me to him. So that's a good thing. And Bob seems like a good guy. He's a legitimately funny guy, too, and very good at craft.
Well, when you're in Cincinnati, you please need to say hi to Marty Brenneman for me, because not only is he a good guy, he's an ex-Tar Heel.
He's an ex-what?
He went to Carolina.
Oh, he's a Tar Heel. I thought he's a car dealer.
No, yeah, man, he may be that too, as far as I know.
Mark, this is a who cares part of the show right now, okay?
I care, my wife cares, my kids care, nobody else cares.
Well, I will say this, though, aside from the Tar Heel thing, I did talk to Marty Brenneman. I interviewed him. He was probably one of my best pregame interviews this year because that dude just kind of tells it like it is. And the Reds weren't playing well at the time, so he was just firing on all cylinders. He was great.
Oh, yeah, good guy. And, well, I mean, so many nice people in this business. I mean, there's a few people that probably aren't, but by and large, I mean, think about it. You know, you have to like sports and you have to be personable because it has to come across on the radio.
All right, you guys are getting off track. Let's talk about the Cubs, Steve. Maybe I can help you here. So now, in the second half of the season, what are you expecting?
Well, I think that, like I said earlier, I do expect that the offense going to get better. I think that the division is sort of playing out the way it's going to be with the Cardinals and the Pirates on top. But really, I mean, I'm so curious to see if the Cubs can keep up the same level of adrenaline that they've been at throughout the season, or if there's going to be some sort of drop off. Especially with Chris Bryant and Addison Russell and the younger players. And then the other big part that I haven't mentioned yet is, will the Cubs make some sort of trade before July 31st, the trade deadline? I'm not expecting them. I mean, from everything that I have been told, on mic and off mic, it doesn't sound like they're going to make any kind of a splashy whopper of a move, but maybe something to shore up, the team, which comes across a little bit boring, but that's just the way it is right now. The other thing, too, is going to get a second act, it looks like, with Kyle Schwarber, too, the Cubs prize catching product.
Okay, well, you can hear Mark is on the designated SRN, InternetFM.com, Weekend Sports Report, quality ISDN broadcast line right here. So glad to have that. But we heard what you
said. I have to tell you, I mean, while we're talking about that, I'm hearing every word I'm saying back in my ear. So if I'm saying a lot of uhs and ahs, it's because I'm kind of struggling to talk because I'm hearing every word back in my ear right now.
No, you're doing a great job.
Okay.
Cell phones, you're there on location. We're glad we had you. So, Mark, thanks a lot. Mark Grody, WBBM CBS Radio in Chicago. Take care. And good luck to the Cubs until they play the Brewers. I'm Dave Rush saying thank you very much for listening. Have a great week. Take care. Come back next week. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's right, tough guy.
Bye-bye.
Here, scumbag!
Goodbye.
Tell you what, Dipstick, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt. Pucker up, Buttercup.
Yeah, I hear you, Fruitcake.
Oh, it's hopeless. I ought to club them and eat their bones.
Goodbye.
Now you ladies, carry on.
Excellent.
See you later, pal. I'm going home.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm glad that's over. Now it's over.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Let's get out of here.